Summer camps are wrapping up and school starts soon. If the kids are looking for something to watch, we've got you covered. Techonomics host Jason Middleton talks with a children's entertainment specialist about the best shows for the youngest kids. And that starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. This week, it's a themed show. It's children's programming. Specifically, children's programming we're calling STEM You Can Stream. Shows you can stream during the summer, and it's for three different age groups. So, if you recognize this, well, then you'll likely find some newer, appropriate shows to explore with your kids. In this segment, we talk with an expert from Common Sense Media about good shows for 3 to 6-year-olds. In the following segments, though, we unpack summer entertainment options for the 6 to 11 crowd and then teens and tweens. We leaned toward the science-oriented shows, things that are more STEM, but the bottom line filter has been, is it entertaining for kids and, more often than not, for adults, too? Here's our first segment on avoiding a summer slump for kids.
Polly Conway from Common Sense Media.
Polly, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming early.
It's my pleasure.
I see you have some coffee in your hand. That probably helped a little bit.
I very rarely get up early, so this was, I was like, I'm going to do this right. Get up extra early.
So you don't, okay, you don't get up early very often because you're up late watching things on your screens?
That is correct.
I see. What's the last thing you binge watched?
Kimmy Schmidt. Unbreakable. Season 3.
Okay, I've been holding off on that one. You're shaking your head. You loved it.
I cannot tell you how fantastic it is. It is a total delight.
Is the theme music the same as the first
one?
You know, her husband made that theme
music. I know.
I didn't. Well, of course you know, but I just found out. That's why I'm so astonished by it. But that's such a cool theme song to get into the show.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, he did all the music for 30 Rock, too. And, you know, there's so many original songs in Kimmy Schmidt and that show that it's... You're in for a treat.
I used to work for NBC when 30 Rock was on the air.
Oh.
And I swear to goodness, I would get memos, and they would reference that memo in the next week's show.
Oh, my God.
It's within the week of scripting and shooting. I just thought, I always thought that was amazing.
That is amazing.
Like I said, Polly, thank you for coming in. We could dwell on this, oh, my God, all day long. You cover such a cool beat, and you're such an expert at it, too. But we're going to try to focus a little bit, right?
I'm trying to focus myself,
even though I'm hyper-caffeinated at the moment. Children's stuff that they can watch through the summer since school is out, right?
Absolutely.
And I'll warn you ahead of time, I have an 8-year-old who watches not a lot of screen time, but she's monitored, but she does get more than probably other kids.
No judgment.
What are the youngest viewers going to be enjoying this summer?
There is, I believe, a new season of Tumbleleaf.
Want to go make wishes at the wishing fountain with these coins I found?
Sure, I love making wishes.
With a splash, Grandma, wish in a flash.
Whoa! Look at that light, Maple. There, on the wall.
Cool.
See it, Maple?
I do.
Look, Maple, those coins are as bright as the sun.
Oh, I get it. That's because they're reflecting the sunlight. That's what's making the lights on the wall.
I don't know if you...
This one's new to me, no.
Okay, it's on Amazon Prime, and it's a really cute show. It covers STEM topics in a way that's really accessible for preschoolers and even slightly younger than that.
Very cool.
It's about a little blue fox, and his name is Fig, and he lives on an island. It's called Tumbleleaf.
And I have seen that one.
Yeah, it's really sweet, and it's also really cool because it's stop motion, and it's actually real live stop motion. It's CGI, so they go into the studio and they have the clay and they do it that way.
Very artistic.
So it's very beautiful to watch also, but I was just watching a little bit of it recently, and it's really cute. The way that they bring science and technology into the plot is very, very simple, but easy for kids to understand. Fig was, he saw a rainbow because he was squirting a bottle to clean the mast of his ship.
Uh-huh.
He was cleaning a window, and he squirted the bottle and created a rainbow. And he was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. This is amazing.
Right.
So he went inside to show his friend that he can make a rainbow, and he squirts the bottle not in front of a window, and nothing happens. And so the rest of it is how learning that you need both mist to make a rainbow, and you also need light.
That's fantastic.
From the sun. So it's really fun to learn stuff like that.
How long has this one been available?
About 3 years. Okay, it's one of Amazon's first kid shows.
Okay, that makes sense because, you know, I have an 8-year-old, so we started watching it when she was about 5. That's right around the swing zone for that one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What's your next one for that age?
What do I got next? This is also a fun one if your kids are into vehicles, which I know a lot of kids are crazy about cars and trucks. It's called Blaze and the Monster Machines.
Cool. On your
and that's on Nickelodeon, and it's for kids three and older. And that one's fun. It's a lot like Tumbleleaf in that it teaches concepts in a fun and easy way for preschoolers to get without being bored. It's very much baked in, which is a concept that we talk about a lot at Common Sense Media, where learning is not separate. It's not like, oh, here's a fun thing that we're doing and we're having a race. Now you're going to do 10 math problems.
Right.
It's all, you know.
So it's more like design thinking.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Definitely.
Well, let's dwell on that just for a second before we move forward, because that's really compelling. When you say baked in, does that mean it's organically part of the script, if not integral to the script?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's not a tack on. It's not, like you said, it's not a pop quiz at the end.
Right. And kids, it's proven that they learn better that way, and it's more fun to watch.
It's more immersive, right?
I mean,
you don't even realize you're thinking your way out of it, but you are.
Totally.
Okay, cool. All right. So, I need more of that in my life. But anyway.
Oh boy, yeah, me too. they deal with a lot of problems with car type stuff. So they learn about friction and inertia and things like that. And so that is a really cute kind of high action, fun cars, trucks going all over the place. They live in a little town where there's a lot of car races and their cars. So they have a lot of activities to prepare for races and stuff like that.
The title alone is rather dynamic.
I know. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Blaze.
Blaze and the Monster Machines.
Are we going to kick up to another category of kids?
Not yet. I got one more.
One more. Okay.
One more. Dot. D-O-T period.
Hello. If you want to connect and you want to explore. Ooh.
And that is based on the book by Randi Zuckerberg, Dot Complicated. And then she wrote a children's book called Dot. It's all about how to integrate technology appropriately into your life, which sounds kind of boring, but it's really fun. And so Dot is a little girl. This is animated. It is on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's for ages about 5 and up. And it's a little girl who lives with her parents and just does a lot of fun kid stuff. A lot of it is STEM oriented. Mm-hmm. She makes a robot with her mom. She goes out and takes pictures of nature, comes back, puts it on the internet. So it's a way for kids to see that technology doesn't have to be problematic part of your life,
right,
but that there is a balance that needs to be struck.
Before we move to the next child demographic, are you seeing, you're obviously seeing an increase in STEM and STEAM kind of programming, but has that been a recent phenomenon, or is that, does that go back a ways? Because I'm trying to remember, like, I'm a certain age, right? I'm a Gen Xer. Mm-hmm. So I had The Electric Company, and I had Sesame Street, and maybe a couple of others that I can see in my head, but I can't remember the title of. What about you? What are you seeing? Is this like a real push?
Yes.
Okay, so across the boards. So every studio and every content house is looking for this kind of programming.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, that's kind of good, because I think the last administration really tried to stress this, especially for girls.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, and I have a lot of great stuff coming.
Oh, okay, okay.
Girl-focused.
All right, I'll get out of the way.
I'm just excited.
Okay, cool.
I got it.
Well, let's kick it up, because I think you're going to hit my daughter's demographic next.
Okay, great.
That was Polly Conway. She's the TV editor at CommonSenseMedia.com. She's a wellspring of knowledge and research around STEM programming and all programming, really, for kids. She's on Twitter, at Polly Marie. Now, remember, this is only the first segment for this topic. Next up, we talk with Polly about kids programming for 6 to 11-year-olds. Shows like this for elementary school-aged kids.
Want to keep doing this back and forth thing, or do you want to hear the story?
That and more is next. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back.